To talk though about perhaps maybe opportunities in the housing crisis and how it may work out for more rural areas. A new survey has found a lack of affordable housing causing 18 to 24 year olds to consider moving away from cities. It shows more than half would live and work outside of Ireland's main cities because accommodation is too expensive. With me on the line is Amanda Glancy, who is Director of Corporate Affairs with Ciro as part of, I suppose, the research that's done by Ciro Gigabit Hubs Initiative. Amanda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Lovely to talk to you and your listeners this morning.
Now, this is, I suppose, it's an ongoing thing. It's a problem that's been with us for quite some time. What is the survey telling us about people moving from cities or younger workers considering working in more rural areas?
Yeah, I suppose, Jerry, our rationale for doing the survey was actually, you know, we all know anecdotally that the world of work has changed, but we want to specifically look at younger people and see their attitudes and their preference around, I suppose, how they're working, those who are in the workforce or those who are still in education, you know, looking to get jobs into the future. Where would they work and what's their preferences around it? And really what it shows is people, younger people, want choice and options and flexibility. And part of that is either working, you know, closer to their communities or working in a digital hub so that they kind of have, if you like, the best of both worlds. They're still in their communities, but they're still getting that kind of office environment and that they don't necessarily have to travel to the much bigger cities, which either involves a long and let's be honest, costly commute these days with the price of petrol and diesel, or if they choose to move to those cities, getting accommodation is a challenge. And even if you get it, the affordability factor, it's very expensive, as we all know. So I think it's kind of, it's a good news story actually for the regions and regional towns, because it tells us that young people, if they can have access to a hub and they have good broadband and connectivity, are more likely to stay in those communities than would have previously been the case.
What is, I suppose, the issue is it's not working from home per se, it's working from a hub in your local area.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so I mean, the research shows us that people kind of want a bit of both. You know, they'll work from home some days if they have good broadband, and they also want to work in a hub. And I suppose from Ciro and Vodafone's perspective, you know, we've sponsored a lot of hubs around the country. We've done 17 over the last couple of years, and what that means is we've, you know, connected them with our broadband connectivity. And if you ever go into any of those hubs, and I'd call out the HQ Tralee and Listowel, which I am familiar with, you know, there's a great buzz and energy around us, and there's lots of young people working there, lots of people starting new companies, and they're just great places to work, but they're actually also in the communities. So, you know, you're getting the kind of, you're getting the Dublin, the Cork environment, if you like, but you're getting it in a hub, and there's not the long commute that you might have to do, or, you know, the unaffordable housing. So I think that's what the survey is telling us, that people, young people, they want, yes, they'll work from home, but they also want the office environment, but ideally closer to their communities. And that's kind of, the digital hubs are that bridge, actually. And I kind of think from our perspective in Ciro, you know, we visit a lot of the people that we have brought connectivity to in the hubs. And every time I go to the hubs, I actually come away from it with a great energy. Because they're just such vibrant places. There's, you know, work, the social side is also a part of work. The coffee breaks are full of chats, there's a buzz, everyone's working together, and everyone's kind of picking up ideas, even if you're working for separate companies, picking up ideas from each other and learning. And some of the hubs are really good as well. They'll put on kind of social events, you know, the Friday evening drinks, or there's kind of lunch and learn activities. So it's this, you know, eco community that I think anyone that uses those facilities will come away and say, actually, yeah, this is a really good place to work. Yeah. Versus, like, we, you know, we all work from home, but sometimes if you spend your full day in your bedroom or your office, you're not getting that, and you really do need to get out and meet people.
Yeah.
So the hubs do, they do both, actually.
And for that benefit, Amanda, then you're talking about the coffee breaks there. You might go down to the local cafe or the local shop or the local restaurant for your coffee, your lunch, while you're in the hubs, and add to the economic vibrancy of that town or village.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, in terms of our initiative, the Gigabit Hub initiative, the first hub we connected was in Skibbereen. And, you know, Skibbereen has got national attention for how that hub rejuvenated the town, but it's also got international. I know people from abroad come in to see how, you know, technically one facility rejuvenated a town, but it did. So you're absolutely right. And the other side about, you know, keeping young people and all workers in the community that they're from is they're not up at 8 o'clock in the morning and they're gone. They're kind of spending in the town as well, whether, as you said, it's the coffee or the lunch breaks. So it is all kind of circular coming back to those towns. And I do think that's really the value of the hubs, beyond just somewhere to go in and do your work. It's everything that goes on around them as well. It's hugely valuable.
Certainly is. Well, listen, Amanda, look, we'll see what happens with it, but thanks very much for talking to us about it on the programme this morning. Interesting observations there, interesting research from Ciro talking about, I suppose, that the broadband is there. If you're connected to your hubs, it's an opportunity for people to escape the higher prices, the higher rental, the lack of availability, and work and start companies and work in their local areas.